Well, I guess we've delayed long enough. Time to go to sports.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. All the humanity and all the... I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry.
Funny producers. Tomorrow night at 8:05 Eastern Time, the World Series begins. Guess who's not in there? I'll tell you who is, though. Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, and the perennial world champion New York Yankees of the American League take on Pudge Rodriguez, Josh Beckett, and the Florida Marlins, who last won the World Series in 1997. You know, that wasn't that long ago. Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, what do you want?
Boy, I feel the same way. But let's talk as two professionals. The Yankees have won 26 world titles, the gold standard for baseball excellence. The Marlins have won just one title, though to some of us that looks pretty good, too. If you'll forgive the expression, the Marlins floundered through the early season. Would it be a mistake to make the Yankees a prohibitive favorite?
It would be a very grave mistake for the Yankees to make them a prohibitive favorite. As I think I told you last week, Scott, I'm just in love with these Marlins. I mean, I think they're a wonderful team. They hit, they run, they field, they bunt, and they come from behind. They don't seem to know that they're in the World Series. I do think, however, that the real crying in baseball now is from the executives at Fox, who have lost the Cubs, lost the Red Sox, who propelled the playoff ratings to just tremendous heights. And I just don't think the Yankees and the Marlins, unless they play some really get-out-of-town baseball, are going to measure up to what people were expecting with the Cubs and or the Red Sox in the series.
Now, I'm trying to keep this on a statesman-like level for a while, at any rate, as much as I can. Watching the Yankees win that seventh game, defeating a very good, a very accomplished Boston Red Sox team, reminded me, it's hard to bet against the Yankees in any championship series. I mean, they lose, but you don't really want to bet against them unless you have to.
No, they're going to be favored, and they should be. They are the New York Yankees. They do have these marquee players. Their pitching is a little suspect. And let's face it, before a couple of days ago, did you know anybody on the Marlins outside of Pudge Rodriguez and Mike Lowell? They're really not a very well-known team, but when you watch
them
play... No, but
their names are inscribed in my mind now. Don't worry, if there's ever a lineup, I can identify all of them. Yeah. They're the men who slaughtered my dream. I'm sorry, yes?
But, you know, when you watch them play, they're really pretty good.
They're
a good team, and they really, as I say, if they show up in Yankee Stadium and all of a sudden get blinded by the lights, you know, holy cow, look where we are, they could have some problems, but gee whiz, the friendly confines certainly didn't scare them.
Ron, let me put you on the spot. By the way, did you notice, I think we didn't make any predictions for the playoffs because you and I were afraid to say something that would would get the Cubs in trouble. What's your feeling about the World Series?
I think just to rub it in, Scott, just to make the defeat all the more ignominious, Yankees in four.
I'll say Yankees in six. Oh, we're going to hear from Miami. They're going to send us roses. Ron, thanks very much.
Okay, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, speaking with us from Chicago.
Snow melts away. Do the Cubbies still play in the